Hey, best friends.
Hey, teacher homies.
On this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're talking about how much teachers really spend in their classroom each year, from school supplies that we provide to classroom decorations to snacks for our students.
And then we're going to talk about school supplies that teachers love and the school supplies teachers hate. We're going to talk about stuff like sticky notes, Expo markers. I mean, you don't want to miss it. What's going on, educators? Happy Sunday. Happy fun day. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover. It is your man, KC Mac Funny. Hello.
That is good.
And we rock it with some very funny, talented educators that's been with us all month. Tell them who you are. Bow, bow, bow.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes.
And I'm Mr. Rivera Comedy.
Wonderful. Mikey, hey, man, we had some good times, man. We had some really good
episodes. Last week's episode
was
fantastic.
Yeah, man.
What
dope. Definitely dope. So, man, are you guys excited about the tour, man? We've been kicking butt already.
It is great.
How are you feeling about it?
The best part is meeting the teachers.
Yes.
They really bring it. They're the best audiences on the planet.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You can't even
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And, yes, definitely.
Our show in Clearwater, oh, my God, you guys were incredible.
Oh.
Got to see all my teacher friends
there.
You killed it.
You have some really cool people. I love them.
Yes, yes. And you got to see my family and everyone.
What's up, y'all?
My daughter, Caitlin. They loved you. All my teachers love Bray.
Somebody's never took improv classes.
I suck. I'm sorry.
And improv, I mean, because you have to be on your toes to say, hey, what's up, everybody? We are in your city. We're coming to your state next. We're going to be in places like Indiana, Massachusetts, Idaho, Utah, Canada. Can't wait to go to Canada. Kentucky. Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, Colorado, Illinois, Iowan.
Who you owe?
Speaking of who we owe, we're going to be talking about in this week's episode of how much teachers are really spending in the classroom. Yeah. There's a lot of IOUs popping around, but we're going to talk about that later. We're going to be in Wisconsin and all of California. So, everybody, welcome to the Teachers Off Duty Podcast.
Good to be here.
Today's episode, how much money teachers really spend in the classroom.
Why'd your voice get deep? Do the Morgan Freeman
voice.
What do they really spend?
The Morgan Freeman voice.
Andy Dufresne spent $3,000 in his last school.
$3,000? Golly. Whoa.
Who do you think spends the most? Elementary, middle, or high school?
Elementary.
They provide everything for those kids. They are amazing.
Those little BBs.
Who spends the least? High school.
They're like, what's your theme? What's your classroom theme?
Just put something on them.
Yeah. My classroom theme is classroom. I know that's also a touchy subject, but it's one of those things. Y'all have seen that picture on social media. That's a state-funded classroom and a teacher-funded classroom. Yeah.
And real quick, before y'all jump in the comments, listen, if you're a high school teacher, we know you can spend a lot of money in your classroom as well. And then we also know that there's some elementary teachers that should probably spend more, but don't. But the fact is, you shouldn't be spending your money, period.
You shouldn't have to spend your money.
That's the point we're trying to make. You shouldn't have to be spending money, period. So a lot of these stories that were submitted in are pretty much just talking about the amount of money that they had to spend. And real quick, first of all, let me just say before we jump into these, kudos to any educator that's, you know, spending your own dollars, you know. Mm-hmm. I get it. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're willing to do this, you know what I'm saying, to make a better environment for your students to learn and to be able to, you know, feel safe in and feel free in, you know, that's very commendable.
Absolutely.
So shout out to everybody that's actually spending some money,
Most of their own money.
Shout out to everybody.
Everybody.
Pat your back.
Pat your back. Kiss your brain.
That's right. You remember that?
Peyton's teacher says that all the time. So kiss your brain.
So, yeah. So, okay, who wants to dive in, man?
This person said at least, they said they spend at least $2,000. I have a few students I feed to, and none of them have any paper, anything to write with. Well, I think with the, she said, you know, she spent, or whoever said this, they said, they spend at least $2,000, and they have a few students they feed to. I think a lot of teachers, a significant amount of the money that they spend is for snacks for their kids. Like, snacks.
And I don't know what in your states are, but in my state, we can't deduct the money for the food that we're spending for our students.
Yep.
That is
not considered
really?
Which expense. This person is talking about, they when they did it for taxes, their taxes came out to be $2,500 of write-offs for teacher stuff, but you can only write off $250 of it.
$300 in my state.
It's wow. $300.
Yeah, but we cannot deduct food. And that every teacher that I know likes to give the kids rewards, snacks, whatever, even the Pop-Tarts in the morning, whatever, things like that. And you can't deduct that. And that is a humongous part. And again, we were talking about elementary. Wow, it just goes out. But, you know, usually when we talk about the pencils and paper. Mm-hmm. How many pencils do you go through?
Oh, gosh. Oh, the number does not exist.
Yeah. I go through so many pencils that I actually steal some of these. If y'all,
that's the point.
If y'all been
I'm
watching,
stealing these.
Y'all see the number is getting lesser and lesser. And I'm not even teaching no more. I'm just in case
it's
I ever go back.
Response.
Yeah, I'm just stacking
response.
It up in case I ever go back.
I go through 25 a week. 25 a week. And I put them in. And
25 a week?
Yeah. And
that's
the kid,
it?
Yeah. And the kids will put them in. And they always see when I put it every week, I just load up it, and then we have to now have a sign out sheet, but that doesn't work.
I know,
but then eventually,
I've tried
like,
all kinds of systems and they don't work.
Because I was teaching long time ago, I tried to get like personalized pencils that said stolen from Mr. Rivera. And that only worked for a week, then someone complained about that. So there you go. So, but that was, but no, when you, there's so many things, and what, talk about my personal experience.
Yeah.
You know, we always have problems with copy, so I have a personal copier, a little copier in my
The amount of teachers that have probably bought their own printer.
Yes. And by the way, in our county, the printer you cannot deduct, but the ink you can. And if you know this, you can buy a cheap printer for, what, $50, right? Mm-hmm. But how much is the ink?
Too much.
Yes. I know. They're like these little drug dealers and stuff. They hook you in, and then the ink, you're spending so much and so much
money. Hey, sample this ink real quick and come back if you need some more. Come holler at me. Come holler at me.
Yeah. And you get the twin pack with the black and white and color if you're bougie like me. Mm-hmm. And,
look at you using bougie in the right context.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
No, and so basically.
You really do teach middle school.
So yeah. And so I'm going through ink alone, probably 500 a year. For the copies that I have to make, because it's an emergency. Sometimes
the
copier's not there, so it's like, well, I got to make them on mine.
Yeah.
So 500 in ink alone.
And it's like that state funding. How come I can't just make copies? Like, why?
But we do it
because
we have to. We have to adapt.
But
so
that's what people are saying too, because there's people that hold the belief of, well, just don't spend your own money. And it's like the kids don't have. You imagine 15 out of 30 of your kids not having a pencil every class period.
So that's So I have the paper and pencil there. If you need it, it's there. I pay for it.
I mean, at the bare minimum, I think a lot of teachers buy a paper and pencil because it's like, it's not worth their, the kids not having the paper and pencil. I mean, now some teachers, like, they buy more extensive things, but I think across the board, at the very least, a lot of teachers buy paper and pencil, like the basic supplies, paper and pencil.
And highlighters. We always have that.
Highlighters.
The highlighters, all that stuff that they need for the class
for
every day's lesson. Here they go. You need the highlighters. Here's the highlighters. You need the pencil. Here's the pencil. Here's the paper. Here's the packets. Go.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Best friends, teaching is hard. Every school day, we're faced with so many challenges and unknowns in our classrooms. If you're feeling stressed out to the point where you contemplate a career change almost every week, you're not alone. Therapy can help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. As much as we want to nurture everyone around us, our mental health needs to come first. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your busy teacher schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TOD today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/TOD.
I bought a lot of spirals.
Yeah. Yep.
Spiral notebooks and composition notebooks. Because, there's some students that, don't always have them. You know?
Right.
Definitely, and it's kind of like just goes outside like the classroom, like at the classroom. But I actually spent a lot of money sponsoring a lot of different programs mm-hmm. for my kids. You yep. know, buying them whatever they needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out my own pocket.
Right.
So yeah, we definitely spend a lot. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I promise you, we can probably break it down
to how much, right? And then the difference of supplies and stuff that we spend. Because again, like some teachers, I know that, you know, their classroom, especially elementary teachers, sometimes they're graded on how like educational their classroom looks. And I'm like, you're not providing any educational decorations.
Right.
They're having to either make this stuff or pay for this stuff themselves. So why are they being graded on something that you're not providing? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, literally, if teachers didn't buy anything for their classroom, it would be interesting to see mm-hmm. what happened if every teacher didn't buy anything. You wouldn't have to teach.
Testing time, nobody would have to cover up anything. Because there would be nothing to cover up, right? There'd be nothing to cover up.
And this is one thing that the public does not know, how much we really do spend in the classroom of our little money that we're getting, mm-hmm. you know, and that they really need to get that out, what we're spending. But we do it because that's who we are. You know, that's the bottom line, you know, for the kids. But one thing that has been recently, because I always remember, we always used to take the chair that they gave us. No, you know about ergonomics now?
Oh, yeah.
We're having, because now we're always on the computers and things like that,
yep.
and the way your hands are, people yep. are getting more carpal tunnel, more yep, this, absolutely. More that. So right now, so I went out and I had my hand was, and then from the county, they said, oh, you need to be more ergonomics. And so then they showed me the type of chair that I should get. They should show me the type of, like, I should have on my desktop something lower here, so it'd be down here and not up here, so that I wouldn't get, you know, the problems with my arms and stuff like that. So I spent like $150 on my chair, and then I spent, you know, on this other laptop. Then I got another screen for my whole mm-hmm. setup there. And that, mm-hmm. and a lot of teachers have that, and the county's not providing.
No, absolutely not.
We're doing that.
Absolutely not. And somewhere that you have to be 40 hours a week,
yes.
and some people are there more than 40 hours a week because you're planning after school or you're getting there early. I mean, again, like I know for me personally, my classroom, like I have lamps in there. I make sure to, you know, provide supplies for my kids, snacks for the kids. I mean, I ask on social media sometimes, like, for people to send snacks for the kids. I mean, I have that, you know, because of my social media following, I can say, like, hey, you know, the kids at my school are hungry. Can you guys send snacks? And people send a significant amount of snacks. But before I did social media,
you're hungry, Casey?
I was just spending money out of my own pocket to yes. feed my students.
So, origin story. Growing up, we were on food stamps. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, and I used to hate being on food stamps. Because I was very much so embarrassed. And back then, it wasn't the card.
It was the
paper
money. Yeah.
The paper money. You know what I'm saying? So, and I remember anytime I had to go into the store to spend a food stamp, and I was seeing any of my friends, mm-hmm. if they was in the line behind me, I'd be like, oh, man, I forgot something. And I would leave line mm-hmm. just to wait for them mm-hmm. to finish.
So
they wouldn't see. Fast forward, as an educator, I would proudly spend food stamps any day
talk.
Of the week.
Real
I don't
talk.
Care who sees me.
And
I'll do it live
Absolutely.
On Facebook, Instagram, Channel 7 News.
Absolutely.
I will do it. I don't, hey.
Because some people, that's
that
the only way they can feed their family.
Spending money out of that pocket, out of your own pocket now, and it's the food cost, that, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, it's went up so high now.
Yeah.
Man. So it's just so funny, you know?
Yeah. It's another one of those things, though, that people, because there's a disconnect between the general public and educators, there's going to be people in the comments that say, just stop spending your own money.
Yeah.
Because they think that's why they say when we complain about education, just quit. Because they think it's so simple like
if
that.
If we I'm don't
like,
do it, it doesn't get done.
It does not. Thank you. And I think that we're already fighting so many battles at school as teachers that it's one less thing that we have to, you know what I'm saying, that we have to worry about if we're like, well, I'll just buy the paper and pencils myself.
I'm not in the classroom, you guys know, this year, you know, but I still hit my friends up. Hey, do y'all need anything?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all need anything? And they'll be like, yep, I cash app them. Hey,
absolutely.
There you go.
Yep. Absolutely. When they
send your classroom right, here you go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know what it is from mm-hmm. personal experience from 10 years mm-hmm. before you ever did the comedy tour or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know from personal experience
exactly
not having the supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So when people send stuff, because they send a significant amount of stuff, stuff all around, putting extra stuff in the teacher's lounge. I mean, it's a blessing to me and to my school and to my students that my, you know, social media followers, like if I throw up an Amazon wish list and say, you know, this such and such amount of teachers need this particular book, they'll go and buy that book. That teacher will have 30 copies of that book that they needed that the school either couldn't buy or they didn't have the money to do it. So, but there's a lot of teachers that they do an Amazon wish list and that's the way that they get their classrooms funded, or they use donors' shoes, or they use something like that. But the era of teachers having to spend their own money and a significant amount of money. I mean, we're looking at these stories, and I ain't seen one yet that say below $500 to $1,000 of their own money that they've spent.
This episode is sponsored by Nutrafol. Does the craziness of every teacher life leave you stressed and shedding? Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the thousands of people who are standing up for their strands by doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve hair growth, visible thickness, strength. They have multiple clinically tested supplements specifically formulated to support hair growth in men and women. They use science-backed ingredients to target root causes of thinning hair and promote healthy hair growth. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Teachers Off Duty listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code TOD. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TOD. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TOD.
This lady said, I bought my own printer, my own ink, my own paper for the printer, classroom set of highlighters, pencils, dictionaries, pens, literature studies. The most annoying part is, well, I'm not going to say that because she says annoying that they break, steal, and throw it on the floor, because they do. Yeah. But somebody didn't mind.
But I mean, you know what's so crazy? That just goes to it. Like, even though I know after I spend my own money
that they gonna,
that it's going to be abused.
Yep.
I still do it.
I still do it. Because what can you can't do your job without your supplies. It's like asking, you know what I'm saying? It's like asking a doctor to do surgery without the proper equipment that he needs. Speaking of proper, we ain't even got proper protective equipment. Like, we don't even have, people are, even during COVID, and we know during COVID, people was, like, they were not making the amount of money that they needed to be making. And teachers weren't able to have second jobs because the second jobs they did have were cut off because, you know, everything was closed. The amount of cleaning supplies that teachers bought, you know what I'm saying, out of their own money, it just,
That was a lot.
Here's one. $3,000 a year. I teach a low-income high school. I buy everything from pencils to reading books to personal items to snacks.
Yeah.
High school, you definitely get a lot of personal items because it's a lot of students that, you know, require a lot, like, you know, clothing items, personal
toiletries,
deodorant, you know, all these things. Exactly.
Axe body spray.
Too much of
don't
that.
Don't provide that.
But yeah, so it's I mean, it just varies. But that's $3,000 a year right there. That's $3,000 a year, and she teaches at a low-income high school.
Yeah. This lady says she spends $7,000 each year. Doesn't include stuff she buys from yard sales, and she's an art teacher, so, like, art supplies are super expensive. Can you imagine being an art teacher and buying all your...
Oh, yeah. They get... Oh, man.
Friggin'.
They need the wish list. They really do. No, art teachers are... They rock. But when you talk about daily snacks, you know what's amazing is... The way the kids will smile if you do give them a snack. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Sometimes they don't have that at home.
Yeah.
And you know that. And it, when I would throw a pizza party, that is a big deal for the kids. Just to have pizza. You know? And that's why how much does a pizza party now cost for your class?
What pizza party?
You don't do pizza parties?
Yeah.
When you do your evaluation.
I go to Little Caesars. When you do $5 hot and ready's. That's what I get.
They're not $5
anymore.
That's
what anymore. I can
afford. No, usually my pizza parties went from almost, if for that one class, from like 50, which I used to do, to now 125, if I have to do it.
No, you know what I did? I take that back. The last pizza party I did, I went to Sam's Club. And we did the, you know, you bought all the pizzas, and then we did like ice cream sandwiches. So it was like pizza and ice cream. But yeah, it that still, and again, me and another teacher went in half on that, me and one of the coaches, but we spent a pretty penny just on all that because we merged our classes together. And of course, here's the thing about it. When you do something like that, it's not just your kids in your classroom. You would love to say, oh, this is only for my class, but you know you get your random stray kids walk through that, you know.
Can I have
come
some?
Come on, Mr. Man, come on.
Give me some. Is that for me?
Well, let me see if everybody got some first. Everybody got, okay. Man, mm-hmm. Come on, man. Go in and get you some pizza. Go and get you some ice cream. So you know what I'm saying? So you're always still doing it.
Yeah, one of the ways that has changed for me is the mini ice cream sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can get those at Walmart. You can get 16 for under $3. So usually for around $3.50, I can give one to everyone in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been my go-to thing, and other people have started using that. Because when you buy those 18 things of chips, you know,
those are boxes, expensive.
That's like $10, $12 now.
Yeah, those are
so
expensive.
So we have to look economically for us, what can we afford to give the kids a little treat or something, which they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they deserve it. They do well. So here, take this. And it makes their day. Mm-hmm. They like it. They're happy. And so that's my go-to one now that I've learned in the past 3 years.
Yeah, it's now don't get it twisted. Again, everybody who's spending a lot of money out of their own pocket, the receipt is not just from the store of the purchase items. The receipt is, like you said, the smiles on the faces from your students when they're actually receiving the things that you bought with your own money. So, I mean, again, it's a catch-22, you know, nobody likes to get hit in their pockets, you know, with additional costs. But if you do find yourself on that side of the fence, at least being able to know that it's going for a good reason. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's really helping, you know, so.
No, one thing is, if for my language arts teachers, you have to spend so much money on your personal libraries for those kids. You know, all the reading teachers and that. That is a fortune right now. You know, and every summer the teachers will go and buy the books and things like that to put them in there for the kids because they know the kids are going to like them. They'll see something and said, let me get this for my classroom.
Do you guys do what I do? Everywhere I go, I don't care what I'm about to buy. Hey, do you have a teacher discount?
A lot of places do have a teacher discount, but not the places that we buy the school supplies from.
So I hope that the educators are buying things from places that honor teacher discounts, you know, and just show them your credentials or whatever.
Do you ever have to pay for copies? Because I know a couple of years ago when I would run out of my copies and I would just have to go, okay, I'm going to buy the paper. Here it is. And there you go.
Yeah.
That is that and those
copies.
That is very expensive. Or we'd have to go back to Kinko's or FedExpress to make the copies for there.
Yeah.
And it just runs a really high amount.
We would be talking in circles because if you look at every single one of these stories, they are the same story of people's the significant amount of money that these people are spending thousands of dollars of their money that they don't have.
Right.
And there's no solution to the freaking problem because if you say, I'm not spending any more of my money, your kids don't have the supplies.
So
and if you do spend... it's like you're danged if you do, danged if you don't. I literally see it at my school. I have the money that I can buy supplies. Right. It's teachers at my school. They don't have the money to buy supplies. And it makes them feel bad if they see, you know, this teacher bought, you know, something for their kids because they did good on testing. But this teacher didn't. The only thing she was able to do for her kids was say, you guys did a great job. Like,
do you think the kids are expecting, like, that's a good one, like, if they do well on a test.
If one teacher does it, yes.
If one teacher, then the other kids, and then
they're like, where's my prize?
Yeah, they're going to give you guilt.
Did good in English.
Oh, right.
They gave me a prize. Where's my prize for?
Yeah. If another teacher does it.
So do you ever offer to buy other teachers things of that?
I mean, obviously I do.
Right,
but there's other people, they can't do that. Like, I mean, before social media, like, I couldn't do that. Like, you just didn't have it. Like...
Right.
There's just no way to you either spend the money or you don't. It's like if you talk about the teachers that do spend the money, the teachers that ain't got the money, they gonna feel some kind of way. Talk about the teachers who don't feel, you know what I'm saying? This is a touchy
fact.
That's the only point that needs to be driven for this entire thing.
So let's do it. That's what I'm saying. So let's just keep doing it.
They shouldn't have to pay for none of these people. All right, they have the
let's
money.
Go.
None of these people, where they have the money or not, should have to pay for their school supplies. But they do it because...
Okay.
What's the alternative if they don't?
Yes.
Because even if their admin comes in and they're like, why are only 15 of your kids work and the other 15 don't have pencils? I don't have any pencils.
Right.
They're not going to look at them and say, well, go buy pencils. They can't do that. But then your test score is going to suffer because you got 15 kids sitting there every day that don't got pencils.
But yet, when we have testing, we have 18 million gagillion pencils available for kids to take those tests. Spend a lot of money on testing. A lot of money
so
on testing. So
is this where then maybe we can have our friends in the PTA? Is that what you're trying to suggest?
Some schools don't have a PTA.
We had a good PTA, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, some schools, what's a PTA?
To the community.
Some urban schools like
or have
PTA.
A community liaison person, which I know in our school we have one, that will go out and ask companies in our dish, you know, in our little zone here, can you help us out and things like that? Mm. And that's a way that can help out. But again, that needs to be a directive. But it's sad that schools have to be begging mm-hmm. the community for money.
Because why is the school not receiving the funds that the school is receiving for your test scores? Why is a significant amount of that money not going to providing supplies for the classrooms? This episode is sponsored by Wildgrain. Hey, best friends, have you heard of Wildgrain? Wildgrain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The team at Wildgrain just sent me a new box. So much delicious stuff inside, let me tell you about it. My favorite treats were the delicious chocolate chip cookies and the buttery croissant, le croissant. I just popped them out of the freezer onto a baking sheet in the oven, and in no time, I have French bakery quality breakfast and dessert fresh out the oven. And you can now fully customize your Wildgrain box so you can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries you like. If you want a box of all bread, all pasta, or all pastries, you can have it. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/teachers to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants. You heard me, free croissants with every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/teachers. That's wildgrain.com/teachers or use the promo code teachers, TEACHERS at the checkout. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
Okay, well, listen to this one. This lady here, she said, because it kind of goes above and beyond just like snacks and stuff. She said, I spent a little over $2,500 last year, but it was my first year teaching, so that was basically setup costs. It's amazing.
It's not a business. Right. It's not a small business.
It's amazing. She teachers have to, setup costs.
Yeah, she shouldn't have to do that.
Overhead expenses.
Yeah,
what?
It's not a small business. She shouldn't right. have to do that.
She said, I bought some classroom furniture. Classroom library books. I got my supplies. So far this year, this was back in 2018. She said she spent about $200 on my own classroom, more books, ink pads, Expo markers. I don't plan to exceed $500 this year. So you have to put yourself on a budget? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. My school gives us $125 for a supply order, and that's pretty much it. They're only giving a small portion of what is needed.
You're going to run out of supplies by the end of August. $125 still... is a joke. This is a joke.
Wow.
That's a joke.
And again, but
that
the whole...
they would give them $125. You got to be joking.
But that's why the community has to be aware of what is going on in schools.
But even if the community is, some communities cannot afford to do anything about this.
Right.
Especially if you teach in a super impoverished community. Again, that poem, Because I Ain't Got a Pencil, you can look it up on social media, but essentially it's, I ain't got time to worry about having a pencil. I got too much stuff going on outside of school, you know? What you mean, why I ain't bring a pencil? Because I didn't eat before I got to school.
Right.
I don't care about you or a pencil. I'm hungry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
you give me that pencil, I'm going to eat that pencil.
Right. Like, I'm hungry. Like, I don't. Right. Yeah, I don't.
This lady says, I can fill a U-Haul with everything I have purchased for my classroom over the last 6 years. I would estimate that I spend approximately $5,000 to $6,000. Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Even for her, just the fact that the system is insane, that you would even have to do that.
Well, that's the point of what we're saying today, and it's becoming almost a redundant thing that they do not know, or they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And it seems
to
be the
latter. Well, if it doesn't affect them, yeah.
Yes, it doesn't
care.
Out of sight, out of mind.
It doesn't affect them.
And that's what needs to be addressed.
They don't have a classroom of 30 kids. They don't have pencils. And then when they all run out, and you don't have the money to buy pencils, your principal is not going to say, oh, it's okay, you didn't have the money to buy. No, you, yeah.
Oh, here's one. She spends $800 to $1,000 a year, and PTA reimburses us up to $200 a year. The math still ain't mathing.
It's not working out.
Math's not mathing on that one.
It is not working out with that one.
I mean, guys, again, all these wonderful stories that was turned in to us, I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. And like you was kind of saying earlier, this is really a problem that there probably is a solution. But right now, that solution has not been brought to any educator in the world.
It's been brought to the people that the powers that be that have power to make sure teachers
to make sure that they can change it. But listen, so for us on this podcast, we can't. The only thing we could do is be a voice and explain what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the power to solve it. Only those in power do. But one thing we can do is just acknowledge all these wonderful educators who do spend and go above and beyond, and just know that, hey, we see you, we see us, we've been there, you know what I'm saying?
See you, see me.
And, you know, the fight's going to keep on going. But here's the thing, you know, and because that was definitely a serious and a heavy topic, but, you know, and seeing that a lot of them have purchased school supplies, I think this is a good time. We could kind of segue and kind of, you know, lighten it up a little bit. Because all those school supplies that was purchased by these wonderful teachers. But let me ask you, which one of these school supplies do you hate? And which ones do you love?
I hate glue sticks. I hate glue sticks. They are on my chairs. They are on my desk. They then go on everything there.
Apparently, they go under Peyton's desk when she's gluing crayons.
Glue.
So, you hate
public
glue sticks?
Public enemy number one in public school
are
glue sticks.
I kind of like glue sticks. Glue sticks. You know,
use glue sticks in eighth grade.
If we're making posters and stuff
posters,
on a topic.
Projects, you always gotta do those.
Hands-on craft.
My state tested mine is like, what craft y'all doing?
Yeah.
Glue stick. Which one I don't like? I don't like the spiral paper.
On the
sheets. Yeah, no. The notebook within itself, it's a beautiful invention. Mwah, thank you. But when they have to tear the pages out and those little spiral crinklies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know that you got the little line that you could take, but they always end up on the floor.
Yes.
All of it always ends up on the floor.
I hate that. That's what I wish. That's why I like the ones with the spiralless, you know, that they could just rip out across the seam. But those get on my nerves.
I like any school supply that's provided for free that teachers don't have to pay for out of their own pocket.
The one supply that I love.
We're coming out the darkness. Don't bring us back in.
Yeah, the one supply that I will jump up and down for, but it only lasts for a couple of months, is my electric pencil sharpener.
I love my pencil sharpener.
Wait, love it?
Well, for a month.
Until they break it.
And by the way, and you can do the demonstrations here of how kids love to...
They go jam it in there. They jam it in there.
They'll put pieces in there, but when it works, oh my God, it is great.
That point, do they take it out and do they just get another pencil?
They'll get. So this is what we would do. So we have our little supplies of pencils here, and this is why I'm sure half the people out there do it. What I would do is then my first period get one of my really really cool kids or any kid that wants to volunteer and say, okay, for the day, make sure they're sharpened and do it, and then you don't have that problem.
Ooh. But don't you have some kids that like that's their like that they get up because they're like, I'm gonna go sharpen my pencil.
Yeah,
and the pencil will be sharpened already.
But at least you know. And in that case, then you know who broke it, who does it. But if you have one kid every day, you know, at the beginning of class, make sure anyone that needs it, you do it, then
that's
you get
his
it.
Job.
Yeah, so then you know, because you want to figure out why is it always breaking after a month or two. Yeah. But to have them in class when we're doing the testing and stuff and they really do need them, it is a wonderful, that is one supply that I love to get. For some reason, staplers are, I mean, they just flip over now. They're not like, they don't make them like they used to. and they're always jamming and things like that. Yeah. And can I tell you how many times I've almost stapled my fingers and stuff trying to get those things out and just snaps right
in there. Mike, you got you a heavy-duty stapler, Mike. You got you a stapler they use at Kinko's to staple
stapler days.
5,000 copies. <That's>, got you an industrial staple. Industrial
what do you love, though?
Size stapler. I just found these new, like, friction pilot pens. They're erasable pens. Love them. Because, you know, as an English teacher, you grade and stuff, you're like, that wasn't really wrong with me. I graded that a little harshly. Let me go back and erase that. But I do like, they don't erase as good on anything other than, like, copy paper and notebook paper. But good pens. Quality.
You ever get the whiteboards?
Oh, so the small one?
Yeah, so they can do the responses.
The kids like the small one.
But what happens to the markers?
Oh, they get dried out easily.
Same reason we ain't got no Expo markers. Right. They're gone.
Right. My favorite supply ever is...
Really?
Sticky notes.
Sticky notes.
I love these. You use them for so many things. You know how many times you had to write a quick note
Favorite one? That's your favorite one?
Look, how many times you had to write a quick note? Bow, 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 bow.
Or a pass.
Pow, put it on your little monitor. Yeah. Or it's a pass. Bow. There you go.
Can't find my hall pass.
There it is. Love them. So many things you can do with them.
I like the ones that are like paper size sticky notes.
You can make eyelashes. Look at that. So many things you can do.
I
love sticky notes.
To look up and see that sticky note flicking across your eyelash, I'm thinking some people's eyelashes are actually that long.
It's the most underrated, underappreciated office supply ever. Sticky notes. I love them.
What are those things called where you can just, and again, I'm having a brain schism right now, where you get the, you put your paper in it and it's in the clear sheet. So that the kids can't destroy.
Page protectors.
Oh my God.
I like those.
That's when my class set. Mm-hmm. It goes in there.
I love a good class set.
Those are wonderful.
A lot of times we do class sets because if you run out of copies, I like a good class set.
Oh, you know what I hate? I just thought about it. Maybe I just hate them.
What is it?
You reminded me. Oh. You know the dividers and those little bitty.
Oh gosh, I hate those
inserts that you used to have to put in. And
I'd be fighting
big
with that
fingers
thing.
Right, I used to be like, get in there, and you smush it. It's like trying to thread a needle.
And don't let it bend.
Right. Oh, don't let the
edges. Don't let the edges bend. You ain't never gonna get it in there.
I hate
that thing.
That's probably on the top of my list.
Did you use those?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those in a while.
Well, because I had spare folders, so I had to, I was dividing everything, and all my
You're different IDs. I hate those things, yeah.
Have you seen what's happened to index cards lately?
Mm-mm.
They're in every different color. They're in every different size. If you put on your supply list, I need index cards. It used to be, the 3x5 cards?
Yeah.
Now they have 4x8.
What the sticky notes have become, too.
That's what I was going to say.
Now I
wish the sticky notes and the index cards had a baby. That's what would happen.
Oh, you know what? A cardstock type of sticky note. I wonder if that's a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder if that's a thing. You should sell that. Market that.
I'm gonna get a patent immediately.
Did you get a class set of scissors this year?
Scissors, yeah.
The ones that have the protective.
They're already gone. There's like those 12 of them gone.
I don't like those.
We also don't do a lot of projects and cutting and pasting and stuff like that in ELA.
One thing that we're working on is we got the, those trifold boards that people do projects on?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. Back when I was started out, they'd be one size. One size. Now you have them in five different sizes. And when you have a project, you can't tell a kid. It's like, because you can get actually at the dollar store and they're this big.
Right.
And then the ones,
there are 60 different sizes. Too many choices.
And you cannot, so it's like, okay, cool.
Too many choices.
Yes, absolutely with that.
Too many choices.
Way too many choices.
We should patent the sticky note. Sticky note.
Why should that be a thing?
Somebody's going to make it.
That should be a thing.
It's going to be a sticky note card. Sticky note index card. Well, I wonder if that's already a thing, though. Surely that's already a thing. You going to Google it?
Yes.
Surely that's already a thing.
It's a sticky note.
It's a sticky note index card.
Are you Googling it for real?
Yeah, I want to make sure.
If there's some, I'm about to order them on Amazon right now. I'm ordering them right now.
But I always liked in my class, he found them.
They have Are them. You
serious? Yes. Oh, I'm about to buy some right now.
What?
Let me see.
Hashtag.
Now we talking about this. Somebody probably like, y'all do know that they wow, actually make
just
these.
Peel and stick.
Not new sponsorship.
Wow.
I'm getting some on Amazon right now. Oh, self-stick index cards.
Mm-hmm. Auto adhesives. Wow. 3x5. I like them. 16. I like
that.
You
need a cricket machine. That would be.
I guess it's another thing teachers spend money on. Cricket machine. Oh, yeah. Making them shirts machine, to go yeah, to but the that, but or no, teachers comedy
but
tour.
That's what they do. You buy a cricket machine, it's a good investment. It's like buying gold or diamonds. It's a lifetime investment because you could make so much money off that cricket machine.
No, it is true.
Did you ever have one?
Casey ain't got no cricket
not me
machine.
Personally, no.
I got a laminator.
A laminator? Oh.
I like my little laminator. The one in the library always breaks, so I got to use
you,
a little
So you got
one.
A personal laminator?
Yeah, it's a little one like that. It only laminates stuff that's paper size.
Oh.
Because like my anchor chart paper, they used to have like a big industrial laminator in the library. Yeah, for you to laminate. Because some anchor charts take a long time to make.
Well, and this just came to me. If you know, one of the biggest supplies that we have now are the power strip cords.
Oh,
we
yeah.
never used to have those.
Yeah, I like
But
those.
Now, because the kids never charge their computers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you got to have them.
So we have... So
we
I,
have a cart now, so the cart charges mm-hmm. the Chromebook. Well, some of the chargers mm-hmm. work. But
you
for the most part, the Chromebook yeah. cart is supposed to yeah. charge the...
No, and so usually, so then we have all these power strips all over my classroom, mm-hmm. and everyone's
that's
plugged in.
Tripping. Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that's what fall. Happens.
So do mm-hmm. people trip over?
Yes, and we've had a couple, and I've... almost gone over a couple of times.
I've tripped over book bags.
And it is, you feel your knee just go like that, and you pull out the big cord there, and all the kids start screaming at you.
It's almost no way to recover. Like, I fell in front of the kids before, and I just had to let myself keep falling. I tried to catch myself, I just had to slide.
You fell on a power cord?
No, I tripped over a book bag. I just had to keep sliding. I couldn't fall gracefully. I didn't know how.
Does that count for workman's comp if you...
You know it showed down.
Would it?
That's why they sent us that email at the beginning of the school year to say don't be climbing on stuff to put your decorations up. Because if you fall,
yes,
it ain't covered.
You are not covered under the workman's compensation.
You chose to climb up on
of
that.
Of the educations of Americas.
One supply we don't have.
Okay, that's what... Well, what's one supply that you wish you had that you didn't, that you don't?
I wish I had an endless supply of Expo markers. That would be chef's kiss.
I need a big monitor. I my eyesight is just going, so and I'm always like this, and so I can't read it, and then, come on, kids, help me out here. Then we have the board there.
Yeah.
But I need, like, an extra big monitor that I could just type and see it, so yeah. it'd be like that big font. Yeah. I would love that.
I would love some sticky note index cards.
That we just found out
yeah,
was a thing.
That we just found out was a thing. All right, people, there you have it. Another wonderful episode, man. This episode was beautiful, man. We was able to touch base with some real stuff. We was also able to lighten it up a little bit. And in the comments, go ahead and mark down what's your favorite school supply and what's your worst, your least favorite, I guess we can say it.
Word.
I don't like to say hate. It's such a harsh
hate.
Word.
It's your least favorite.
Yeah.
You just don't prefer. I thought your preference.
Put it in the comments, though. But listen, we can't wait for you to see you guys next month. We're going to have another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us on the Teachers Off Duty podcast. I can't wait for you guys to see it because it's going to be hilarious. We want to thank Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
We're good. 25
so
years.
Much. About time.
For
about
coming
time.
Through, man, doing your thing.
And you guys rocked it in Clearwater. Oh, my God. My teachers love you. Just going to throw that again.
Clearwater
thank
was
you.
Hilarious.
So
hey,
much.
I loved your one friend that you introduced me to, man.
She
was
loves
hilarious.
You. She loves
hey,
you.
Yes.
This is KC.
She hits me up in my inbox all the time.
Shut
now.
Up,
absolutely.
Now, we want to thank Mike, man. We want to thank you guys for listening. We want to thank you guys for being with us constantly.
We are in Athens tonight. I forgot.
Yes, we are in Athens tonight. Athens, Georgia.
Woo woo! Y'all come see us at the show.
Please come
get your tickets, man. You still have time. We still have tickets. Get your tickets tonight, man. We can't wait to meet you guys in person. And I hope you guys are just as cool as the wonderful people in Clearwater, Florida, because they was amazing. I've been your man, KC Mack, who we have. Ba 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 ba.
Oh.
Honesty Drives.
Mr. Rivera Comedy.
Yes, man. Can't wait to have you back, Mike. And also, guys, follow the podcast, Teachers Off Duty Podcast on all platforms. Follow Board Teachers on all platforms. Follow everybody on this podcast. I keep wanting to say panel.
It's
follow everybody. Follow everybody, man. We love y'all. Can't wait to see you guys and get your tickets.
Bye, best friends.
Bye, best friends.